96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Thanksgiving is over, but there are still a few holiday meals that you want to make very special this season. So how do you make food that is not only good to eat, but looks good? Well, tonight we have a treat. Chef Huda is here to give you a hand in the kitchen and answer your cooking questions. Just 2 weeks ago, she won the Cutthroat Chef competition on the Food Network. I saw it, really entertaining. And the lines are open, so give us a call right now. And, you know, if you need to disguise your voice because you don't want your husband or your wife to know that you're calling and asking, should I stir the rice or not stir the rice, it doesn't matter. You can even change your name. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Good to see you, Chef Huda. I try to condense it because I want to get straight to the food. How you doing?
I'm well.
Good. Look, congratulations on the Cutthroat Chef competition, first of all, on the Food Network. I know you're excited about that still.
Yes, absolutely excited. It was a great experience. It was amazing. And I won.
Yeah, you did win. Before we get to, you know, the important questions, I do have one thing that is really paramount that I need to get to before we do anything else. Did you bring me a plate?
So, see, what had happened was.
And that is the Daily Drum on this Friday, December 12th. I can't believe you didn't bring a plate in here. Some of that sweet potato pie that you
always
make.
Listen, I got you next time. Unfortunately, I had things to do before this and wasn't able to bring you a plate.
Okay. All right.
But I'll make sure I come with a lot of treats next time.
I just want some sweet potato pie because it's a monster. Okay. So, listen, let's get to holiday cooking. What's the biggest mistake that you think a lot of people make when it comes to holiday cooking? We have Christmas dinners coming up. Mm-hmm. We have New Year's Day dinners coming up. And we also have, of course, parties that are still well in the works. Big mistake that people make.
Big mistake. First of all, I want to commend everyone on surviving Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the preseason, if you will. For the holidays, the biggest mistake is making the holidays stressful for yourself. Holidays are supposed to be about spending time with the ones you love, breaking bread, having good food, and really just creating moments. So if you don't stress and you plan ahead, you too can have an amazing and pretty and delicious holiday season.
Okay, so you're thinking that people overthink it?
I think a lot of people put a lot of pressure on themselves. Basically, you know what the people that you're inviting like to eat. So just go with those dishes. If you want to try something new, try something new. At the end of the day, if people don't like it, they won't eat it. Mm-hmm. But if they do like it, then you now have a new signature dish that you can brag about.
Let's talk about traditional meals, first of mm-hmm. all, whether it's the turkey or your ham. Is there a way to turn them into healthier meals? Because everyone's concerned about eating healthier. Or let's say they say that they are concerned about eating healthier, but 5 hours later, they're still sitting at the table. So what do you do to make meals healthier?
So for the holiday season, eating healthy, period, is about balance. It's not about giving up everything you love during the holiday season, but making smarter decisions. So maybe not eat the whole sweet potato pie. Mm-hmm. Maybe make smaller portions or put smaller portions on your plates when you actually do get yourself food. Include more veggies into whatever you're making. Use less butter. I know somewhere Paula Deen's upset at me for saying that. But use less butter. Use different things like maybe not a lot of sugar, you could use things like agave or maple syrups or honeys. So really just changing the different things that you do. If you're making a mac and cheese, use a multigrain noodle or a whole wheat noodle or even a gluten-free noodle if that works for you and your family. So it's really about just incorporating the same flavors and those same comforts that we love for the holidays, but just in a smarter way.
What's the substitute for butter? Without Grandpa saying there's something wrong with this dish, you know, because you're going to get that.
You will. I love butter. I'm not even going to lie about it. I do. But not using as much as maybe a recipe asked for. Maybe using an oil substitute. Also, if you use different things like almond milks and different types of milks like that, it gives you that same creaminess that you would have from using the heavy creams and the butters and all of that. So you still get that illustrious, lovely
texture
and yumminess that you love.
Now, with macaroni and cheese, because you spoke about that earlier, you know, my grandmother called it macaroni pie, and it was a really long syllable with that. and it was, you know, cheddar. It was firm. I had a lot of macaroni, but it was basic. It had eggs, it had milk, it had butter, and that was it. A good idea, bad idea when you're trying to cook healthier. Is there a better substitute for macaroni and cheese pie?
I want to try this pie.
I've never had macaroni and cheese pie.
Yeah,
I can make it. I can make it. Yes, indeed. So
we're going to have a potluck over here.
You got to bring me my plate first.
Okay.
So what's the best way to substitute with macaroni and cheese?
My family loves macaroni and cheese, and my signature traditional mac and cheese had 6 to 8 cheeses in it.
Wow.
And that was a couple years ago.
So you're not doing that anymore.
So making it healthier and still giving my family that flavor that they love, because my family loves my macaroni. I've switched out the noodles to multigrain noodles or whole wheat noodles. No one's noticed. I've even switched it 1 year to the veggie noodles, which allowed them to have a serving of veggie while they were eating their mac and cheese.
Yes, okay, you mean like the tomato and the spinach noodles, pasta? Okay.
Yes. Also, with the cheeses, I use different varieties of cheese. Maybe a sharper cheddar gives you more flavor. And not use maybe 6 cheeses, maybe cut it down to 2 cheeses. I also sometimes use a cream cheese, or a low-fat cream cheese, or a mild goat cheese in my mac and cheese.
Really?
And it still gives you that creamy, nice loveliness that you're used to.
Okay.
So it's really about just making smart decisions, but definitely using the sharper cheddars gives you a lot more flavor than your mild cheddar, so you don't have to use as much.
You know, something that I used this past Thanksgiving, I mixed sharp cheddar with smoked cheddar. Really nice.
The smoked cheeses are amazing, and smoked Gouda's amazing in mac and cheese. It changes the flavor profile just a little bit, but it's absolutely wonderful.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit. You know, your motto is pretty and delicious at all times. Where did that come from? And is that something that everyone should try to focus on? No one can be a Martha Stewart. And, you know, and I look at Martha Stewart and others, and everything is so pretty, but I do wonder, you know, does it taste good? And in a lot of households, it may taste good, but it may not look altogether that pretty. How do you get there?
So for me, pretty and delicious was a no-brainer for me, because in culinary school, they were like, it has to taste good, it has to taste good, it has to be delicious. And then if you gave them a plate that was not so appealing to the eye, they'd be like, it has to be pretty, it has to be pretty. So for me, when I graduated culinary school, I was like, pretty and delicious, the way food should always be. And I understand what you're saying about the plating. No one's asking you to be a fine dining restaurant at home, but make it look appealing. Colors are usually nice on a plate. Your eye usually draws to different colors on a plate. So just put a little more time and care into how you plate it. Don't just slop it on the plate, because you took your time to make this. You made it with love. You made it for the people you love. So putting it on the plate in a creative way, or just in a more decorative way, will make it look pretty, and then they'll appreciate it more because you eat with your eyes first.
Okay. We're talking to Chef Huda. We're trying to get you a little help in the kitchen, making it pretty and delicious. If you have a question about anything happening in the kitchen, on the stove, in the oven, you're baking it, you're frying it, We're not frying. We're trying to stay away from the fried foods. We're eating healthy as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. I'm cutting up with Chef Huda. We're trying to help you in the kitchen if you have any questions or comments about, you know, doing something special this holiday season. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Okay, I tried something different over the Thanksgiving holiday. I saw something on television, and the lady said, try roasting your turkey upside down first for an hour and then flipping it over. You're giving me the look. So that's not a good idea?
No, it's actually, I've tried all different ways. One of the new trends this year was cutting out the backbone of your turkey and flattening it on the surface.
So but that you've skipped my upside down thing. So that doesn't sound like a good thing.
No, I've done it. The only challenge that I find with that, I mean, it is a good idea because you have all the juices flowing, obviously, to the breast meat, which is what you want to keep tender because the dark meat tends to keep itself tender because it has more fat content. So it's a great idea. My only problem with it is I've had success doing it and I've had error doing it. And the error doing it, when you cook it upside down first, sometimes the skin tends to stick to either the rack or the pan. So then you don't have that presentation, beautiful surface that you want. So I don't know. It's completely up to you. You can try it.
So how do you keep it from doing that?
So what I usually do for my turkey is I roast it for the first hour uncovered. That way, all of my herbs, because I always do a herbaceous, fantastic turkey.
And I want to hear about that, too.
Yes. So I usually do that so that way the skin and the seasoning can kind of become friendly and become one and start to harden. Then I cover it. And tent it the way that you would without touching the skin. So that way it cooks on the low temperature for the rest of the time and it's just sitting there getting friendlier and juicier and more fantastic.
Let me go to the phone lines real quick at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Natasha calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Hey, how are you?
Hi, Chef. I'm doing fine, thank you. I have a question. My daughter is almost three, my baby girl, number five, and she's allergic to dairy. She's allergic to eggs. She's allergic to wheat. I just want some ideas for these kids that are suffering with allergies nowadays so much.
What can she eat?
No. She can eat veggies.
Yep, veggies, fruit, meat. You know, potatoes, you know, things like that. But recipes are very hard to do. And I'm not a great chef, so I'm not sure what I can substitute for different things.
Okay. So it sounds like to me she has a dairy allergy and then she has a gluten sensitivity as well?
That's right.
Okay. The great thing about for the gluten allergy, there are so many different resources out there. There are so many websites dedicated to gluten-free recipes. And also, you might want to look at some vegan websites as well because there are a lot of vegan recipes out there because it sounds like those would be the things, those would be the two things or the two resources that you could use specifically for your daughter.
Okay.
And also, I think it's about the attitude you take. I have food allergies as a chef, and I think it's about the attitude you take towards her allergies. Don't think about all the things she can't have. Think about and focus on the things she can have and just making those delicious for her.
Well, Natasha, don't hang up because I have another question that may help you as well in making sure that your child has a delicious eating experience and something that's also healthy. So please, Natasha, stay on the phone. We also have Tahisha on the phone. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Still taking calls at 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. We're talking about holiday eating. We'll be back in a moment.
W.